Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Martha, did we miss each other?
Excuse me?
Are you still in Dallas?
Yes, I'm still in Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't go into larger.
I'm getting
Hello?
Confused because I thought it was this past weekend, but
no,
that's okay.
It's Friday. We're leaving out Friday around noon. We won't get in until late Friday night. And I think the graduation's at 3 on Saturday, and then we're leaving fairly early on Sunday. So I have to catch you sometime Saturday possibly. But we're going to be in Ackworth. I think that's how you say it, Ackworth, A-C-W-O-R-T-H.
Yeah, that's not close to five, I know.
Yeah, I think it's about 45 minutes maybe, an hour at the most. I think.
Well, we might be able to do it somewhere around noon, 1 o'clock. So that's when the service ends that I leave here.
Okay. I'll let you know more about it, you know, as we get closer. I don't think that I'm going to the graduation. I don't think there's enough tickets. I'm really just going to drive because my daughter's husband had neck surgery, and he can't drive. So I don't know if I'm going to. Huh?
I do understand.
Right. So. We'll see how it all works out. I'm going to do my best.
I'm a little flexible, but, you know, we'll try and make it work from both sides.
Okay.
So I believe somebody else just came on.
Yes, Judy.
So please join me. Welcome,
and
Judy.
And Hannah. Thank you.
And Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Please join us in saying the Anna Bacoa. Anna Bacoa, Gedula Chimina, Tati, Seruba, Alephet Gimel Yutap Sabi, Kabelinat. Amcha sagvenu taharenu no ra Dufrei Shayim Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Bivava Sham Rem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Bar hem tacharem, rachame sitkacha, tami gam leim. Betet resh, saritap gimel. Pasin kadosh, birov tucha, nael adata. Het kufet tet nunayim. Yachid ge'er lamcha p'nei zokrei kedushata. Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodeyata lumo shum kufav. Sadi Yirtat, brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseah Won Wafesha, V'chata'ah V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kutsha b'richu ishkinte b'tchilu, erhimu d'chilu d'chilu erhimu, le'ata l'shem yudhe b'vavhe, b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu konene aleinu maasei adeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba amar tekama atar, hanenan dekudsha berichu koma deaved leila lewetata. Tolaihu tishot b'yobada dikshot v'lei lach mila b'yalma t'vae barnash v'dach yaleya mineya ulanhaga v'ya shalana t'hakulu ovada dikshot inun v'kola itzterich. The energy of the year 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first that we will study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayitchal vayavo, hamelech liroto, vayomer amnon, el hamelech tavo, na tamar, achoti udlabev, le'enei shetei avivo, li'evre miyada. The second verse is from Psalms, it's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are concealed by being separated by three letters each. Patati odiacha, wawoni loki siti. Amarti ode ale peshai, ladonai ohe wahe, viata nasata, awom chatati sela. The year 5777, known as the year of the wake up and the year of the goat, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first verse that we study is from Lamentations. It is chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katzipor o yavai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we have tzatzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tachshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 is known as the year of the pause. Also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot Vayahaskum Achechem Halevim Ad Kelo Tam Lacha Viad Yitkachu Hakohanim Ki Halevim Yishre Leval Lehitkadesh Lehakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei Lalahei Wawawa Yola Yo Alame Hei 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 Acha Rekacha. The second verse that connects to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu Adonai Yohei Wahei Adead Ki Bia Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tur Olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses in this that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru mikol hamachavoyam Asher yidchabe sham washavtem elai el nachom v'halakti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach Yoved Roav Yom Ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy in all of the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami leYisrael untati vishakan tata zilo yergas od zilo yosibu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher berishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do so by verbalizing each letter with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe akaa aheta hezayo alada la awahe heya. Yozala me behe, hey reyo, hey tome. Fa'awa kalayo la wawa pehe la nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa muta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he be wa yo nu me me yo yo la Hey re hey me ta re wa me be yo hey hey anu wa me hey yo sa me be anu ko ayo a hey be wa re a hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim using the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey me a yo cha la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo hey yo Me nu hei 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 wa, nu yo hei hei shi a, yo re ta shi a hei, re la yo e a wa mei, la yo be wa hei re, yo yo wa la hei hei, ha a ko me nu da, a nu yo hei wa mei, re hei a yo hei za, hei shi hei me ka ha, Wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo chi a la me nu hey a nu wa sa me la hey pe a yo nu ko me yo re la hey be hey me za re wa hey be yo a hey a la wa me za yo sa he be me ta ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. We're now going to connect to the meditation during these 45 days. We can find the meditation on the Unique Astrological Times link. It is on the Unique Astrological Times link. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. And in the area of the Tu B'Av meditations or discussions, it's the second link. It's a meditation that unifies the heart and the mind. And we say this meditation in the same manner that we did the 72 names, saying each letter with its root vowel. Yo wada, yo wada, hey, yo wada. Hey ya wa awa yo wada hey ya wa awa hey ya yo wada hey ya yo wada hey ya wa awa yo wada hey ya wa awa hey ya yo wada hey ya yo wada Hey ya wa awa yo wada hey ya yo wada yo Din HaKarach HaNuradu Guhpila Amuda Demsaita Beten Alaya Itmar Betanich Aramat Fait Hatim Sherar Chagan Hasahar Eliyachasar Amizag Vigomer Sherar Chadatzion Viayahu Tavor Alma Dekudsha Dekuda Demina Hoshatat Ha'olam le'ar v'asitrim Pinun mezarach u'ma'arav Tifon v'darom Velaka balihu resha T'mazarach kufa T'marev d'roin V'darom regalin V'tzafon ot Berit nekuda de emsaita kegav nadit vor ayagen asahar tadekuda de sihara kegav nadaka vayahut wahiyo leashit nekuda de et Bet bat kol ayahi vidayi lala then nad kudain vitavan vayahi betucha talifi tzadikayo vechasidayo vechakimayo mearei dioraita Uftocha, legabe neviyayi, velagave nat rei, berit vekolinun, vitalin besafirin, vianun, shema kadisha dekucha, berichu viayahi, tefimah, Satara Ahara Kalafi Rashiayo Tivazamana Ki Atyan Leistakala Hazarad Anfin Leahara Minaihu Kegavna Daka Uvagin De Yechag Yaakov, Diyayahu, Diyukhniya, Akuka, Tasihara, Taman, Itmar, Bayalo, Tavit, On, Diyakov, Bilaraya, Amal, Biyisrael, Hashem, Alkin, Vav amo v'taroat melach v'ovial inun tizara v'yakov itmar v'yishkon Yisrael betach v'dadayim yakov itmar haka bedad v'itmar hatem v'yachar Achara Hashem Badad Yinchanu Ve'inamo El Nakar Dayaha Ve'yomo Demaylaka Ve'shicha Delayahe Ve'solat Ve'yisrael Elah Hashem Badad Yinchanu uman besolat inun garim uvagin gauknuha May Are meet 19, the Ain Homekabalim, Garim Liamot, the Hashiach, Hamashiach, Uvahu Zimna Beta Shaita, Sihara, Mealim, Kalifin Tishokin, Umat Chadasha, Bilvoshin, Shafirin, the Haihu Chadusha, the Sihara Chadahu, Dikti, the Taser, the Gide El Manota, Mealaya, the Itmar Ba, Ta, Ta Chadash, Kanashir Neoraki, Umiad Diayahi, Meet Chadasha, Miadat Kin, Karak Denakrua, the Israel Yechazakael, Yud Aleph V'et Ruchi, V'etain Bekar V'anechem, V'gomer V'natati, V'achem Lev Chadash, V'ruach Chadasha Itan Eten, V'kar V'achem V'gomer V'naveyu, V'anichem U'vnotachem, Ailein Nachkin, Hamare, the Kuma, Kao de Fakin, the Pataha, the Yehu, Kuma de Gufa, the Malka, the Itmar, Beya, the Gibi, to Kitarshish, the Haihu, Itkare, Shamim, Deveya Itpachin Chamesh Nechorin Chadahu Sham Aleph Daftahu Hashmaim V'ara'a Meraot Elokim V'inun Chamesh Nechorin V'inun Hashem Sifrei D'Oraita Begin the Yahu Vava Vio. It Pat Hakin Chamesh Nechorin, the At Hashem Yedda Salkin, the Chamishin Tarin, the Hiru Uzina, the Elaine de Fakin Lepatha, the Imrin. Adonai Shefatai Tiftach V'et Patachta Lon Tarea Dechaikala Dekama Nechorin Merakaman Necharin Mekor Gafin Gavinin Dealma Uzimna Dealin A'alin Lehaikala Shakinta Ofat Zaku Alaihu Priamrat Ribon Alma Hailin Lared Kuma Tika Sagadin Pitsaluta Lagabecha Araba Zimin Bitalat Kadamein Tereu Chatalit, the Charayan, Terei Lekabel, Arva Yatvan, Ilcha Vezikvin, Arva Zekipot, the Honly Arva Yatvan, Dayeli Dinun Adonai Lesalka, Arvadinun. The English translation for section 36B. The rainbow without the husks displays the signs. These husks are removed by conscious viewing, meaning we discard them in our seeing. In this way, the holiness within is revealed. This is the holiness that accompanied the revelation of the covenant, and this is the capacity for Israel to become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At one point, man, at another, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at even another, the two are eternally one. The eternal is awakened within the consciousness of man. The navel is the point of passing, a center of the power through which the Shekhinah passes along. It is where will is centered, that is the reflection of the above through its connection with the Shekhinah. It is from here that all manifestation proceeds and is processed. So it is that the Shekhinah spreads herself in the four directions, infusing with being all that is. The sign of the covenant focuses the power in the navel, radiating outwards for good and turning to thwart evil in the opposite direction. The voice, or the bat call, is speaking from the Shekhinah to awaken the slumbering soul. Through its daily activities, it is the light that shines upon the mirror and reflects what is good. The image called Jacob receives the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and receives it purely without alteration. The image is called to mind by its representation, its reflection in the body. It is shaped there in another place, as stated, and it comes forth alone, imbued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the divine will expressed. This is the purified, unmitigated divine will. Every thought has a center, a point of reflection from which the image is shaped. Now, if this center is pure and focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is called Israel. If not, it is called convert. Converts are those thoughts that started out initially as opposed to unity, but then by the sheer weight of thoughts around it, became linked to unity. However, they are not linked in their centers and are thus called refuse. Now, there are also thoughts that were linked initially with holiness and then were diminished. These thoughts, like the moon that was diminished, are to be renewed. Their husks taken away, and new clothes of holiness will surround them, just as the purified thoughts called Israel exist in this similar state of being. This is an unwritten commentary, but you need to realize that the word husks is referring to the klipot, to the negative system that veils the light within itself. It surrounds the light. And we need to remove the husks. And we're talking about thoughts and how to remove the veils that don't allow the thoughts to come through clearly. Continuing to read. As soon as she, the Shekhinah, is established within the body, in the totality of her presence, then the unity of purpose is revealed. The prophecy, or the ability to see the clear results of all thinking, will be upon all of Israel. This is what Mashiach consciousness means. Being able to think clearly and to perceive clearly. The body of the king is the body we make with the Shekhinah, awakening our awareness to the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This holiness reveals the five lights or levels of awakening. Torah, the five books, are the connection valve that opens the five lights of Hay with their Sephirot in conjunction for the expression of each, adding to the 50 gates of freedom. The masters of stature are those that recognize the awareness of the body and the Shekhinah. They pay attention to the bowing and the significance of the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brought about by the Shekhinah. It is the bowing in prayer and the 18 blessings that awaken the life force within. The 18 blessings is the Amidah. That's what's being referred to here. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Without questions, I'll just remind you that tomorrow we continue our deep Zohar study with the Parasha of Lech Lecha. And tomorrow our 7 o'clock class will be questions and answers. So please join us in either or both of these classes. I bid you all Shalom Gadol. A large amount of serenity and peace in your life. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom. Shalom, thank you.
Shalom.